All right, mic check, mic check. What's going on, everybody? This is the Greater New York City Black Nursing Association podcast. We're here to give black nurses a voice in a matter of everything related to healthcare. Make sure that our voices is heard, make sure that we speak up, make sure that we advocate in for people that look like us, and in general, just all people, and make sure that nurses have a voice to the backbone that they've played in healthcare for so long. So without further ado, my name is Dr. Julius Johnson, and I'm going to introduce my co-host.
This is Paolo Glaude, brand new nurse on the scene.
All right. How's everybody doing? Glad to have you here with me. Good brother.
Yeah, appreciate you.
So for the introductory podcast, we figure we pretty much start by just letting you know who the hosts are, right? A lot of times you hear podcasts, you hear people talking, you don't really know much about them, but you hear them talking, and you're going to hear us talking a lot. So because of that, we want you to always be able to go back and reference a podcast if somebody asks you, who exactly are these people that's representing this podcast? So you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll go first. Paolo Glaude, RN, born and raised in Harlem.
Harlem.
Yes, indeed. Kind of fell into nursing. In high school and college, I thought I was going to be a pharmacist. That changed over time, which actually ended up being a blessing. Became a nurse early this year, April 2019.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you. You are a big part of that outcome, and we will discuss that later on, whether it's this episode or the next episode. We became a nurse 2019 this year, April, working in dialysis, and I actually just started a new job.
Congratulations.
This week, with the chime. You like that chime, too. the universe knows that is a very big deal. Yeah. And I'm not your traditional, I wouldn't say I'm your traditional nurse. As you're going to get to know me a little bit more over this podcast, I'm a huge sports fan, a huge music fan. I have several different hobbies that probably make no sense within the realm of typical nurses. And I'm here to tell all truths. I'm an open book, and I'll make sure that I use this platform to try to help somebody else and get other people that aren't the typical nurse type to become a nurse.
That's dope. That's amazing, brother. Always good to pay it forward.
Yes, indeed. Introduce yourself, young man. The people need to know who you are.
All right. So my name is Dr. Julius Johnson. Also, what you would not call your typical nurse. Mm-hmm. In the sense that growing up, I didn't necessarily want to do nursing, mm-hmm. although it was my first major. I always had a complex of saving the world. I learned and figured out later on, you know, in nursing school, they teach you all this psychology, and it gets deeper the more you get degrees. And I started mm-hmm. applying it to myself one day and realized I had this kind of like save the world complex. Like at first, I wanted to be a firefighter because I saw this movie called Backdraft, and I wanted to mm-hmm. run in a burning building and save everybody. And then I decided that, during my time was when the HIV era was crippling the black community. Mm. And although I didn't understand the full depth of it, I wanted to be the doctor that found the cure to mm. HIV. Like I was like, I got to do this.
Right.
And then one day, my dad's actually a nurse. He's a mm. critical care nurse, CTICU. If you have open heart surgery, he's the person you want to see afterwards.
Right.
And I was at his job, not really paying attention because I didn't care to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, one of the nurses come into the nursing station and yells, "Dumper, dumper," and everybody get up and take off. Mm-hmm. So me being from Brownsville, Brooklyn, New York, I know that when you with a group of people and one person take off, everybody takes off. So I get up and instantly start running with the nurses. And we get to a patient room and they're performing a cold on a patient.
Okay.
Right? Dumper was their word for somebody's heart stop.
Okay.
So I'm seeing them jump on top of the bed.
Doing chest compressions. Okay.
Everything. They hanging lines. They doing everything. Right? The doctor didn't even get in the room yet. But at that point, I was like, I need to do exactly this.
Mm.
Like that. Whatever you did to get here, I need to do this. You need to show me. Because mm. that adrenaline rush really hit me. Mm. Then I ended up going into school, went to Binghamton University, graduated with my bachelor's, and came and started working at NYU Medical Center and mm-hmm. in critical care
mm-hmm.
for all of a year. And then I was like, no, I'm over this.
ain't even like, get to that point yet.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm over this completely. And we'll get into that later and deeper. We'll get deeper into it in other podcasts. But I left, went into visit a nursing as a company called Gerling Healthcare. And then I went back to Binghamton to get my master's because I learned about FNPs on my way out the door of my bachelor's and got it, wanted to open up my own clinic and do things. Mm-hmm. Graduated, never worked in a clinic really, did house calls because I came out in the middle of the recession, which was great because I ended up specializing in something that I didn't realize even existed.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually went back to got my doctorate, MD and P, and currently I teach. I'm an assistant professor at LIU. I'm the director of the Family Nurse Practitioner Program here. I own a couple of nursing businesses. I own my own business, Premium Health Depot.
See, the bell knows that about you too.
And then also own another company called Doctor Nurses. So that's my general story in terms of just who I am.
Okay.
But that's also let's talk about because I do agree with you that right, like I'm a big sports fan. I coach football. Used to play baseball. Coincidentally, we used to play for the same baseball team, not at the same time.
Yeah, the same organization at different times.
Right.
Shout out to the Bonnies. Yes, indeed.
Right, which is a great baseball organization out in Brooklyn, based out of Flatbush. I was raised on sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In fact, the main reason I went to get my doctorate at the University of Miami, also known as the U, is because I always wanted to play for the football team.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's good. Went to the games.
Yeah.
Too bad they're not as good as they were back in when we were growing up. Like.
Yeah.
Like early 2000s? Yeah, early 2000s.
So hopefully we get back there.
If you got problems with Alabama, you got to get Nick Saban in Miami. Instead of him being a Dolphin coach, you got to have him being the University of Miami Hurricanes coach.
Clemson looked like the real problem now.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to get into why nursing, right? I think that's a very important question for a lot of people. I think people tend to lose focus along the way sometimes when they're in on the nursing spectrum and in their nursing careers. And sometimes for some, hopefully is a very minimal portion of the population, but sometimes it becomes more about the money than actually why actual nursing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get into our reasonings for why nursing. And I also think that'll be a good question to ask every guest before they get on the podcast.
Okay.
Like why? So tell us why nursing. So you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Nursing, in the hindsight, looking at it as after I became a nurse, it is because it is a profession where I feel like I can grow vastly. And each year I'm in it, there's something different I can do. And it just seems like I can get to my destination of owning a private practice and for sports, injuries, and prevention. If anybody's an ortho interested, please let me know. Reach out to me. I would love to talk to you, pick your brain. But I feel like there's a lot of growth and there's so many areas where one could go. I like that. And the different opportunities that the career can afford you. For example, like travel nursing. That is amazing. Like I could go anywhere. That's like a paycation, essentially.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, I'm going over here. Y'all paying for everything. Y'all paying my travel. Y'all paying my expenses, my moving expenses, and you pay me a salary. And I get to go to a different place, and I don't pay a dime. Y'all all paying me. That is beautiful. And also because of the interaction with patients. I'm a person that loves to talk and be around people, whether I know you or whether I don't know you. I feel like nursing allows you, is a career that allows you to be directly in contact verbally with somebody all the time. Because what are you doing if you're not talking to patients? Well, clinically, I know there's admin, that way you don't do any clinical work. But as far as within in center, in hospital, you're always in contact with somebody. And I like that.
So that's it's amazing that you have that perspective as a new nurse starting out. And what I mean by that is saying the vast opportunities that nursing can afford you, right, as a new nurse. That's something that, unfortunately, a lot of nurses don't find out or realize until later, right? Like a lot of nurses, you know, we have this machine of you go to nursing school, you grind in nursing school, and then we spit you out on the med-surg unit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's like, it's almost like what you taught. Go to med surge to get your experience.
Right.
So like you go to nurse.
That's everything. That's like the textbook line that they're gonna give you.
So we spit you out to med surge, right? And then med surge experience. And I mean you get like 1 to 2 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you try to transfer to another unit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes that can be hard because you know today's thing, right? We want somebody who has experience, but in order to get experience, I need to work first to
right.
get the experience,
mm-hmm.
right? So then you got to transfer to another unit, right? And then now that you're on that unit, you kind of like, all right, I did my 2 years in med surge. I'm on a new unit. What if I don't want to do bedside nursing? But I waited all this time to get here. I might as well wait it out. You know,
yeah.
So people, you don't usually start thinking that way until like year 3, year 4, when they're kind of like, all right, maybe I want to change. Maybe I want to do something else.
Luckily, I had an internship where I was able to, I was put on a unit where I didn't choose to go to, ended up liking it, but the nurses there told me about different things. And that turnover rate of the patients was crazy, like, because I was in the PACU for that PACU recovery room at Bellevue. And it started off slow. I did not want to be there. I wanted to be straight in ICU, surgical ICU, but I was placed there, and the Lord knows best because I'm not wise enough to understand that he put me there for a reason. And while I was there, I got in contact with these nurses that told me, oh, yeah, become a critical care nurse. Nobody ever mentioned that to me in school or anything. And then that just made me realize, like, oh, there's more to this than just working at a hospital, working in med-surg. And psyching ain't no option for me. I'm sorry. More power to people who are psych nurses. But being around other nurses in that setting helped me realize about the other opportunities that were there. Because there were travelers there working in the PACU too and working for an agency. I didn't know agencies put you in hospitals. Nobody, there's no real class. Well, I didn't have a class. I'm not going to say that they don't exist. I don't have a class that tells you about all the different options that are out there. I was fortunate enough to talk to the right people or do research on my own because I wanted to know what other things in there are nursing that I can do. So that's basically what I can say that happened to me.
No, that's real dope. And it sounds like you had such a direct experience with nursing before you decided to go into nursing.
Nah, this is all while I was in nursing school.
Okay.
So, this is all while I was in nursing school. I didn't think I was, I had no idea I was going to think about pursuing nursing until after I didn't take that the PCAT exam to get into pharmacy school, and I was getting denied by all these physician assistant schools. Cause I was sitting at home like, yo, I gotta do something. What can I do? What works well with me? Cause I already worked as an EMT and I worked hand in hand with nurses. So seeing them on a daily basis when I was working as an EMT made me realize, yo, I think I could do that. And then, lo and behold, here I am.
That's amazing. And we're going to, part of what you just said in terms of being denied from a physician assistant school and pharmacy. Part of what you were saying about being denied, we're going to visit that conversation later when we talk about, really, is it worth it being an advanced practice nurse and being a nurse practitioner as nurse practitioners versus physician assistants?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll really dig deeper into that as well.
Okay.
And it is dope that, like, this kind of experiences that you had in nursing to make sure that you weren't closed-minded to what nursing is and what it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And, for me, it was when I think of why nursing, like, initially it was because it's always been a route to help people. And a very good route to help people. So for me, it's been very satisfying. The money is good, yes, right? Like, we all want to live comfortably, not just for ourselves, but then also for our family members.
Right.
So the money is good. It's a good positive.
Oh, yes, it is.
For me, you can do a bunch of things and make money, right? Like, I could have went to straight business. But for me, this is rewarding for me in terms of dealing with people. Like, it's nothing more satisfying than leaving a patient and having them tell you how much you helped them, how much you saved their life, how much you changed them.
Can you tell me one instance or experience where you realized that you were really helping somebody when they gave you verbal gratification, like, thank you, or I want you to help from now on, or nobody has ever helped me the way you did? Is there any instances you had like that? Or,
yeah, yeah. And
or tell me the one that rings in your memory the most.
The most.
Yeah.
Well, I have one for when I was RN, like mm-hmm. working bedside.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have another one for as an advanced practice nurse, like
okay.
as an NP.
Okay.
So bedside, it was, I had this man who, his family lived in Miami. This is at NYU. And he was having open heart surgery. And at this time, I had been to Miami a couple of times, right? Mm-hmm. Like I had been in the beginning of 05 for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had went again in 06. And I was mesmerized with Miami at this time,
mm-hmm.
right? Young kid, South Beach, 22 years old.
Yeah.
Of course, mesmerized. So they're like, oh yeah, we're from Miami. So we start talking, we hit it off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the father. And it's a group of, like, he had like two sons and a daughter, and I remember the wife. And I spent a lot of time advocating for him
mm-hmm.
because he really didn't want certain things
mm-hmm.
in certain ways. And I was like, you know, as a nurse, it's my job to advocate for you, not just take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the manner of taking care of him and doing all of this, like, his family was like, yo, you're amazing. Like,
mm-hmm.
thank you. Like, we haven't had this kind of experience
wow.
dealing with healthcare yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So whatever you need, anytime you come to Miami, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like he gave me his card. I kept it. I never used the card, but I always look at the card just to bring back the memory.
Yeah, to remind you, know, you
like
about
sometimes
it. Yeah.
You're going through a tough day. Sometimes you kind of like,
okay,
why am I doing this? We
mm-hmm.
all have those days at those jobs. You know, so
mm-hmm.
like when people give me business cards and things like that, although I may not use them, I look at them to use them for mental stimulation to keep going, to keep
right.
pushing forward.
Right.
So that was definitely one. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, it happened often when I was a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
And it probably happened more often because I was going to people's homes directly dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
When you deal with somebody in the hospital, you're on healthcare's territory, right? And people tend to be a little hesitant when
mm-hmm.
you're on somebody else's territory.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in their homes, it's kind of like, you're my guest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I want, you're going to get out now,
mm-hmm.
right? So having them have that kind of comfort was amazing.
Okay.
Right. And then, you know, also when I went to certain neighborhoods, it meant more for me as a provider. It also meant more for them because I walked in a young black man, looked like them, talked
mm-hmm.
like them, and know what I'm doing.
Right.
So for them, that meant everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm also taking extra time. Like, what do you mean you don't have help? Like, okay, how can I get you help in here? How can I? Let's answer some questions. Let's do this. Let's make this
right.
referral.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a deep dive into your medications, right? Let me take a deep dive into the specialist that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this with this. And then I come back and see them next month.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh my God, it worked. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you for this.
Yeah.
Right. And it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's what you, it's what's needed to
mm-hmm.
keep you going.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the things for me, nursing constantly makes me fall in love with it again.
Mm-hmm.
When I think I'm through with it or when I need a reminder or a kick in the butt,
mm-hmm.
nursing just has this way of reminding you of doing it again.
Right.
All right. So now we're going to get into why NDNA, right? Or for a lot of people, why join a professional organization? And for me, like we're at two different points of the spectrum of this, right? Like I'm 14 years into nursing
mm-hmm.
now, which doesn't seem like that much time has passed, right? But I've been
mm-hmm.
a nurse 14 years, 14 and a half years to be exact. And you are fresh off into nursing.
Right.
Right. So like you joined a professional organization straight in the career.
Before I got my license.
Right.
Yeah.
And for me, to an extent, I had almost accomplished everything you can accomplish in terms of getting degrees before I decided to join a professional organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was there. So I'll start on this one. I was definitely late to the party and I almost, not almost, like let's call it a spade and just be completely transparent.
Mm-hmm.
I overlooked the importance of joining a professional organization.
Okay.
Right. And partly because I was biased, like, you know, for me, I'm in a fraternity.
Yo.
I had been in organizations on campus like Juvenile Urban Multicultural Program. I was a general body member of like Caribbean Student Association,
mm-hmm.
Black Student Union, all of these different organizations. To me, I had did that already,
mm-hmm.
right? So if I was joining a professional organization, I already had plenty of platforms to give back and do community service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through Kappa, through coaching, God knows we do a bunch of service there, right? Like just helping people that you meet in the street. I was already doing a bunch of service.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was kind of like, there's no need to join a professional organization. Like, what is the benefit for me? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do service. I already do service, right? Like, to give money away for scholarships, you could just ask me and I'll give that to you. Or mm-hmm. I give back money to Binghamton. I give back money to the University of Miami. I'm already doing that. I didn't see the importance of doing it,
mm-hmm.
right? So initially when I joined, it was just because other alumni had said that they needed support in doing something, right? One of the alumni from Binghamton reached out to me and was like, hey, look, we're thinking about joining, we're thinking about creating a chapter of the National Black Nursing Association. And I was like, okay, why do y'all want to do that? Right? Mm-hmm. and it was like, nah, there's a need, we need to be doing this. And I was like, all right, well, you know, kind of the way that we roll in terms of Black alumni from Decker, which is the School of Nursing in Binghamton,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like we had to be so close-knitted in school to survive that it's instinctively that we have each other back, even in the professional world. You know, so to me, I was kind of like, all right, cool. Who do you want to start? Are we going to make anybody mad when we start?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that it matters, but, you know, like, let me know what I'm coming into.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they she broke down everything. And I was like, cool, let's start it. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the first meeting. And then I started seeing the grand scheme of the reach of the National Black Nursing Association.
Mm.
Right? Like, we weren't just giving community service. We wasn't just networking for your personal gain. We was creating a large network for others,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, so we're creating a large network for people like you. We're mm-hmm. creating scholarships for the future RN, for the future NP, for the future doctorate nurses. We're building long-lasting things, right? And mm-hmm. as you get older, you start wanting to be a part of things that's going to live on, right? Yeah. Like, we all die.
A big impact. Impact beyond me.
Turn to ash, but
things
that we do can live on forever.
Right.
And you want to do something that's going to mean something forever,
mm-hmm.
right? So being able to be a part of that was amazing, right? The extra tutelage that came along with it and finding out about other organizations within nursing has been amazing. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that we're working on now, right? Like, if I thought before I was doing enough, now I'm realizing I'm doing nowhere near enough, right? Like, I'm doing Narcan trainings, starting a Black Maternal Child Health Committee. We're doing career fairs. We're getting people job. Like, mm-hmm. like, I'm like, wow. Like, I wasn't doing nothing compared. And people thought I was too busy before I joined NBNA. Right? Yeah. And I'm kind of like, nah, there's so much work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So for me, like, that's why I understand now the importance of joining a professional organization.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Especially somebody that helps communities where you're from. Right? Right. Like, when you think about the health disparities and social determinants of health that Black people face mm-hmm. throughout America, let alone right here throughout New York City, like, it's despicable, right? Like, the Black maternal child rate is comparable to some third world countries, which is terrible, right? Like, we're starting to climb the ladders of opioid overdose in New York, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we've led the overdose rates for the first time,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, when you think about the hypertension rates, heart attack rates, stroke rates, all these things that we can make a difference
Diabetes, all that.
NBNA can now be that root cause, right? And then mm-hmm. it was also special to be able to have a chapter the way we formed it, where it was, we were the New York City, we're a New York City chapter, mm-hmm. meaning we're going to serve all of New York City,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, for me, being in Kappa, one of the things that was always bothersome with Kappa was that it was like Brooklyn alumni, Bronx alumni, New York alumni, mm-hmm. Queens alumni, mm-hmm. and we have a bunch of different factions that serve these areas.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you want to do both?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, what if you want to do stuff here, you want to do stuff there, you want to, right? Like, and it's kind of like, then people start levying for power, which is normal.
This is our area. This is our territory. Why are you going
anytime come you over have here organizations serve over here that are controlled territories, people start
levying some type of way.
So to mm-hmm. be able to create an organization where it was like, we can serve every borough.
Right.
Right. Like, we don't need to fight over anything. Like, we legit can serve every borough. Like, we have programs that are longstanding programs in the Bronx, programs in Manhattan, programs in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
working on getting to Queens. So this was a very unique opportunity to build something like that. And I'm happy I got a chance to be a part of it.
That's what's up. My journey to GNYC BNA. Well, it's kind of unorthodox. my best friend is a journalist. And so he will always go to these national conferences for NABJ. And NABJ stands for National Association of Black Journalists. He would tell me, like, yo, you got to pull up. Yo, it's a good time. Successful black people, it's party central, and everybody's black and beautiful. I'm like, oh, okay. So then it made me think, wait, why would I go to that? I'm about to be a nurse. Even though that sounds like a good time and I still want to go, I'm like, wait. Let me see if there's a black nurses organization. So I typed in National Association of Black Nurses on Google. One popped up. I'm like, oh, wow, that's lit. So I looked at where the conference was. This is maybe 2 years ago. And look where the conference, that's when, St. Louis.
Last year, 2018.
Yeah. So, and the year before that was in Atlanta, I think. Okay. Yeah. So I'm looking like, oh, I just missed that one. Maybe I'm going to go to the next one and see what it's like. And then I said, all right, I'm going to join when I'm a nurse. I came upon some trying times when I didn't pass the NCLEX my first, second, or third time. And then I got a call from Dr. Johnson. And Dr. Johnson said, yo, bro, when you going to come to this meeting? You having a meeting? I said, I'm gonna come when I get my license. He said, nah, just come on. Fortunately, I listened. I came to the meeting, and I joined not too long after that, after I left the meeting, maybe a week or two after. And then while I was there, I was offered help to study for the NCLEX, or prep for NCLEX, rather. And I came out on top and successful. And big shout out to Dr. Johnson and Dr. Selena Gillis. You're the best. And that's how I came to GNYC BNA, and a couple of dreams came true. I went to my first conference. I didn't go appropriately. I should have registered. I should have registered for every event, and even went to the open. I was just enjoying myself. I was in New Orleans for the first time. I was there. I networked, and I got to meet the ANA president, who was a black man. Shout out to him. And I met the NBNA president.
Who's a black man.
Yeah.
Well, not in the war, but at the time was a black man.
Yeah, so it was just, it felt great to be around other gentlemen who are part of the same career as I am. I enjoyed their career. I walked through the door and saw all these people. I'm like, man, this is beautiful. And that's how I joined GNYC BNA. And of course, the aggressive love from Sabrina Newton made me join also.
No, I think, like, you can't mention Greater New York City chapter of NBNA without mentioning Sabrina Newton.
Mama Newton, who I call Mama Newton.
Mama Newton.
Yeah.
Like, Mama Newton is special. Like, there's certain people who just, they have a spark and a desire for an organization or something that they're doing, and it becomes contagious, right? And Sabrina is one of those individuals that it's just contagious with her.
She's the reason I make people want to join. I'm like, you're going to love this lady who's in charge of membership. For real.
That's why we signing you up for the membership committee now. No, but and that's dope. And I always tell people, like, when I talk to people about joining NBNA, like, I always say, yo, look, I don't care if you join or not. Come down to the chapter meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they'd be like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm not trying to sell you nothing. Right? Like, I'm just telling you, come down, see what we're about. If you like what we're about, come down again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you come down again and you still really like what we're about, come to some community service events. Mm-hmm. See if we're going to actually back up what we preach during these meetings. And if you come to these events and you feel like we do, then come again and join. Right? And don't join because I want you to pay money for yourself or for my pockets. Join because I want to be able to take your money and put it towards scholarships for somebody else.
Right?
Right? Like, do that. Right? Because even now, like, another beauty of the chapter is that when we go to conferences, it's never out of the chapter pocket. Meaning, it's not like the chapter is paying for the president to fly down to a conference and we're paying for the president's hotel room, flight, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's kind of like, look, you're on a board, you're part of the organization, you're a nurse, you have money. Pay for your stuff. Right? Like, I don't care what you do afterwards in terms of try to write it off or whatever. But just go ahead and pay for your stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not like, I never want people to feel like they're trying to get a dollar out of me, right? Like, our actual chapter fees is very minimal, especially compared to other people. It's only $50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, national fees is, when I found out about national fees, I was like, good Lord. Right? I was like, this is more than Kappa.
Hey, that's why I'm about to be there a lifetime member, but to pay that right. overtime.
I'm about to do my lifetime membership for NBNA. Absolutely. But mm-hmm. It's definitely been well worth it. My God, has it been paid forward?
And inspiring. You go to these, when you go to the events, it's going to be like, wait, I'm with these other people that look like me, that accept me immediately, and they just going to make sure we continue helping people. And they have a good time, too. I'm not around regular nurses. I remember at the scholarship brunch, I'm like, no, this is, we around nurses? Y'all partying, like y'all are seniors in college.
We party, and that's going to be another topic of the podcast. Nurses partying, black nurses partying. Like, yo, we party.
That's a new definition for NP, nurses partying.
Yes, man. Like, if you're from the South, yes, we're going to party. We're going to dance. If you're from the Midwest, we're going to line dance. We're going to do this. If you're from the Caribbean,
yes. You're going to jump and wave. You're going to jump and wave and pull on that way and to the right.
Exactly. We're doing all of that, right? And I think people forget that. But we always try to make sure that we have fun. We want to capture us actually having fun so people know that it's not just work, it's not just business, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's not just service, but it's well-rounded, very well-rounded. All right, so pretty much before we get out of here, we just want to shout out the chapter again, Greater New York City Chapter of Black Nursing Association. We want to let you know that you can follow us on all social media platforms.
Yes, GNYCBNA. Just search that and at GNYCBNA. You can find that on Instagram, on Twitter, and also type that in on Facebook, and you should find the Greater New York City Black Nurses Association.
Yeah, we're also on LinkedIn, if you want to hit us up on LinkedIn. Also, we the next meeting is Wednesday, November 13th at LIU Brooklyn, 6 p.m. Make sure you definitely come out to that. We also want to give people a chance that if you have a topic you want us to discuss, if you want to be a guest on a podcast, if you want to access something anonymously or give us a scenario that you want us to talk about here anonymously without mentioning you, please definitely shoot us a message on one of those platforms, or you can also shoot us a message on our private accounts, which is
mine is Glaude16K. That you spell that Glaude 16K.
And I'm JJ227. That's JAYJAE.
And that's on Instagram, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I got a different Twitter. Don't worry about my Twitter. Just Instagram would be sufficient.
All right. So JJ227, JAYJAE.
Anything you want. Oh, good. JJ22. Yeah. Good. Finish it. Finish it. I don't want to.
That's it. Just drop us a line. Drop us a message.
Anything. Comments, questions, scenarios, guest requests. If you want to be a guest or you want us to have somebody on here, tag them. In the message, let us know. We're here to help. We're here to pick brains and grow as nurses and recruit nurses.
Give us feedback. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know how you feel about it so far.
If you think it's trash, let us know. If you think it's fire, let us know too. I don't care.